Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So we all know these are dark times. They're very interesting times. And in times like that, we need to fight evil with the most powerful weapons at our disposal. The Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary is certainly among the most powerful weapons that each of us can take up to do that. So this is the Great Rosary Campaign. As many of you have probably seen, we're posting these every week on Sunday to call for the conversion of cultural leaders. It's a year-long mission. And so we announce weekly a specific fallen away Catholic or a non-Catholic that we want everybody to pray the rosary for and also combine it with a form of penance. So if you want to get updates, sign up at greatrosarycampaign.com and you'll receive weekly updates in your inbox. So this week's rosary target is Elon Musk. And the suggested penance is a 24-hour water fast. That's a lot for some people. If you need to moderate it, you know, your state in life, you're a workman, you're a laborer, you need more energy, that's totally fine. Or if you're elderly or you have health issues, feel free to completely do less than 24 hours. But if you can, if it wouldn't be a danger to your health, please try and do a 24-hour water fast. The whole Catholic tradition, the Church Fathers, they talk about the importance of combining prayer with fasting and how much more spiritually powerful that is. So that's why we suggest a 24-hour water fast. So Elon Musk is a very interesting character. I definitely would be stunned and amazed if he became Catholic. I think it would do great, great good for the world. And not only do we want to pray for Elon Musk, but we want to pray for his son. He's mentioned his son Xavier before. And he had this moving clip with Jordan Peterson in an interview where he talked about the death, so to speak, of his son by what he called the woke mind virus. Let's take a look at that clip really quick.
I lost my son, essentially. So, you know, they call it dead naming for a reason.
Yeah, I...
All right, so the reason it's called dead naming is because your son is dead. So my son Xavier is dead, killed by the woke mind virus.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that would be like. Yeah, and there's lots of people in that situation now.
Right.
It's not pretty. And lots of demolished kids.
Yes.
Yeah, so, well, that's a good reason to be the final straw. All right, so let's...
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after that. And we're making some progress.
Join the club.
Yeah.
So obviously, a very moving clip there, a father bemoaning the metaphorical death of his son. So as we pray the rosary this week, let's pray not only for the conversion of Elon, but for his son Xavier. And when we're fasting, let's pray for both of them, because Elon talked about his son dying. Well, let's pray that he's resurrected spiritually, that he comes to the fullness of the faith, he comes to the church. You know, when it comes to Elon, there are many things that he's talking about that I'm very excited by. He's undoubtedly a genius, undoubtedly a pioneer in many, many ways. I'm also concerned with some of the implications of what he has suggested, things like Neuralink and, you know, frankly, some of the potentially apocalyptic possibilities that some of these things present before us. So, I admit I'm not fully sure where Elon is on some of these things, but what I am sure about is if he became Catholic, the world, not only he, his family, but the world would be in a better place if somebody with his influence, his wealth, his power and position came to the one true faith and came to full communion with Christ Church. So that's what we're praying for. So let's recall, as we do every week, that we pray the rosary for three basic things: keeping the faith, repentance and moral renovation, and conversions. So we've got a few biblical themes. The first one is we always pray for our brethren. The second one is we pray for our enemies. The third one is we pray for our leaders and those in authority. Obviously, Elon is one of the top leaders in the world today. In many ways, you could argue he is the top leader in the world today. The fourth one is we're going into battle with the Ark, and Our Lady is the new Ark of the Covenant. And just as the ancient Israelites went around Jericho seven times with the Ark and the priesthood, and on the seventh day they blew the ram's horns and those walls came crumbling down, we are praying the rosary for 7 days for each of these people. This week, Elon and his family, in particular his son Xavier. And hoping that on the seventh day, Saturday, which is a day uniquely devoted to Our Lady, that there are special graces that are delivered to all of them, hopefully for their conversion. The fifth theme is evangelism and apologetics. But I'm putting the point out there because I think it's not said enough that for us as Catholics to do evangelism and apologetics at the highest level we can, we need four things: love, then arguments, prayer, and penance. If we're not doing those four things, we're really selling short all the powerful weapons and tools that Christ gave us through the church. So have love in your heart, then make the arguments. When if you're not making progress, or sometimes we don't right away, you pray for them, and then you offer penance for them. So that's what we're doing for Elon and his family this week, and what we're doing for all these rosary prayer targets each week in the Great Rosary Campaign. The sixth and final theme is we want to return good for evil. As I say in each of these videos, many of us Catholics on social media in particular are very accustomed to being accused of idolatry and Mary worship, and we're treating her like a goddess and whatnot. That's absurd, of course. She's not a goddess. She is a creature, but she is the most exalted creature ever created by God. And so we ask her as the chief intercessor of the church, as the mother of the church, as the mother of our Lord, as our mother, to pray for us and pray for those we are requesting her intercession for. So when you get those sorts of accusations, return good for evil. Don't get snippy. Don't return a sarcastic, ignorant comment with a sarcastic, ignorant, or slanderous, or defamatory comment in return. Just say something positive. Say we're praying for you, and show love. And if you need to, you know, X gives that that option to leave the conversation. So if that's what you need to do, just do that. So return good for evil. And with that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.